It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys! Welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast.
Yeah, we had a great podcast last week. We did a staff roundtable, and it was really, really interesting. I think we're going to do that again, like, once a month. What did you think of it, Bob?
I thought it was a great deal. You know, we had Lur on the staff roundtable. He gave an update on the server, which, speaking of the server, hearing that it's on its way.
Yeah, we'll be in Dallas on Thursday, which means sometime over the weekend we'll probably be working on the site. Probably have some short downtime when we copy the databases over to the new server, and then we'll be live with the new server. It's looking pretty exciting. I got to play with the box all week long. I had it sitting in my office, and this thing purrs.
And not only did we have Lur on with the server, we also had Master Deals on. He talked a little bit about the DirecTV conference calls.
Yep, we had him on. It was good to hear from him. He told us a little insight on some of the products he was being able to look at, and it was very nice.
So, Scott, did you watch today's race on NASCAR with Carl Edwards?
Yeah, he was doing really good. He had a nice, fast car. Did not have the Dish Network logo on it, but it was running really good. He had a great day until he blew his engine.
And you know what? It's good that you brought that up, because I'm noticing a trend with DirecTV NASCAR Hot Pass. Every time that Carl Edwards has been in that Dish Network car, they don't feature him.
Yeah, and I noticed today that after he blew his engine, they were interviewing him, and the guy was up there with a Hot Pass microphone, and he must have had a monitor, because he was trying to hold the microphone in such a way so you couldn't see the Dish Network patch on his shirt.
And, you know, it's kind of funny that DirecTV is censoring Dish like that. I wonder if they feel threatened by all these wins that Carl Edwards has been having lately.
Who knows, but... you know, DirecTV's coverage of all this stuff is really, really top-notch. I was kind of surprised today after Carl Edwards did blow his engine, though. They switched over to number 20, Tony Stewart, and they didn't have an in-car camera on Stewart's car, so all she saw was a long shot for the last 25 laps of the Stewart car. But it was really, you know, they were right on top of it. They changed the graphics right away to say 20, Tony Stewart, and everything else. They run a real great production there for the NASCAR Hard Pass. From my standpoint, it's probably one of the best produced sports tickets that DirecTV offers, and it's very well done.
Yeah, it is, and I surely enjoy NASCAR Hot Pass, and you know that's something that I'm going to be watching all season long, and I'm looking forward to purchasing it next season, even though we still have a long way to go for this season. And it's definitely worth the money if you are not a NASCAR Hot Pass subscriber, and you're looking to maybe possibly you're edging on the fence, go for it. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, wait for the next half-season special. They always do it. And then jump on it. It's definitely worth it. You need two TVs to make it really work correctly, so you can watch the big Fox feed on the big TV, and then have your favorite driver in another TV listening to their crew audio or listening to the DirecTV person that's just focusing on your favorite driver there. It's really unique, and it feels like you're actually part of the team there sometimes.
So, Scott, you know, we got the NASCAR, which is on Fox, and, you know, coming up in less than a year, we have the great ATSE digital transition coming.
Yep, and the coupons are starting to arrive. I've got my coupons. I believe you got yours.
Yeah, I got mine. In fact, I will be doing a review on the website of two different brands of that you can buy right now. One's at Walmart, one's at Best Buy. And I'll give you a feel of how those are if you're looking to get one for your kid's bedroom or something.
Yep, and only thing that kind of disappoints me about these coupons is they do have these 90-day expiration dates on them. And I wish the government would just drop the expiration dates altogether. Why are they rushing people to spend these cards within so many days? It doesn't make any sense. One of the boxes I want to get is actually the Dish Network TR40 box. And that ain't going to be out now until June or possibly even July. So the coupons I received in the mail, I won't be able to buy one of those boxes using a coupon. And that's, short-sightedness on Dish Network's part. They should have had the boxes available before the coupon started shipping. But I, as a consumer, should be able to use that coupon any time up to like a year, not 90 days. The 90-day thing is really, really silly.
Yeah, sometimes our government can be slow. I know from personal experience how slow they can be. But, you know, it's a matter of digital transition. I think they just want to get these boxes into people's hands as quick as possible so they can just get this thing done and over with.
And I'm regretting that day. In fact, I'll probably take that day off from Satellite Guys and get away, because there's going to be a lot of upset people online the day that all the analog dies, and they find out that many people who can receive their analog signals fine, even with these converter boxes, cannot receive the digital off-air from their local station. It's going to be a big mess.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be funny how this all plays out, and we're going to see here in, I think it's like 300 and some odd days or whatever it is, and, you know, it's definitely going to be something that we're going to keep an eye out for. And speaking of keeping an eye out for, we have smart card swaps on the way for both Dish Network and Bell ExpressView.
That's a good thing, and it's about time that both companies get together and do something about their piracy issues. It's also a good thing if you're a fan of true free-to-air satellite television, because you can probably pick up some boxes really, really cheap on eBay coming soon. It's great to see both companies tightening the belts and screwing with the hackers and hopefully shutting them down for good. You know, so us legitimate people, you know, continue to be legitimate and don't have to worry. And for staff like ours, you know, we get questions and stuff posted to the board all the time. And you know, we don't like censoring people, but when it comes to Hack Talk, those messages are shot down quicker than you can say shot down, I guess.
Yeah, I'm getting really sick and tired of all the free-to-air manufacturers kind of catering to all the hackers out there instead of catering to the true free-to-air novice. I know I want 4x2x2, 8PSK, DVB-S2, I want it all, so that way if there's a wild feed out there, I can get it, unless obviously they use an encryption method. I'm really getting sick and tired of their going to the way of the hackers, because obviously that sells boxes instead of the true free-to-air novice.
One of these weeks, we got to get Iceberg on the podcast to talk about free-to-air. I'm, you know, getting spring fever, and every year I go out there and fine-tune my dish and system. Today I spent a couple hours outside because last night we had 65-mile-an-hour-plus winds here in Connecticut, and two of my dishes, which are pole-mounted, in fact, both dishes are mounted on the same pole, got twisted around in the wind, so I went out there and re-aimed them and peaked them and actually went around to all the dishes around the yard and gave them a tune-up. But my favorite thing to do each year is to go out and screw my free-to-air system and get that all up and running again, get the motor running, get it pointed at the right place, get it all tweaked. One of the things I'm actually looking at doing this year is possibly getting another dish. I'm looking at a 6-foot C-band dish, which my wife is totally against, but I may win that one, may not win that one. But Sadoon, from Sadoon Satellite Sales, actually has a complete C-band system for something like $450. It includes the dish, includes the mover, you know, regular C-band actuator, includes the C and KU band LNB, includes the receiver, includes the G-Box, the thing that will move the big actuator arm, because it's not a normal satellite mover like regular free-to-air people are used to using. This is a real C-band mover. And that may be my big spring project if my wife lets me. At the moment, I do have a 4-foot dish out there. And I'm trying to tell her that 2 foot more is not really that much bigger, but she don't think so.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, I live in an apartment building, so unfortunately I'm limited to KU only. You know, once when I get my house, I'm going to be looking towards Sadoon and looking to get that C-band set up. And for those of you that don't know, he is located in Ohio. So if you're in the general area, you might be best buy to drive on down there, and that might save a little bit on shipping charges because it can get expensive.
Yeah, the free-to-air hobby is one of the most unique aspects of satellite television from where I sit. You know, when major news breaks, the only place you can really see it unedited is on free-to-air. When you're watching live news and they send it to the little talking head person there, you only see about 30 to 60 seconds where they try giving you the story of what's actually happening there. But when you actually get to see it yourself with free-to-air and see these live cameras running for hours upon hours upon hours from the scene of where, you know, the news is coming from, you get a better grasp of reality of what's actually happening out there, not some watered-down sound bites that a local station is giving to you or even a national station. If you really want to explore the world of satellite television and see what it has to offer, you definitely need a free-to-air system.
And speaking of free-to-air, next week we're going to be having a couple of satellite launches for both Dish Network and DirecTV.
Yep, both of them are scheduled to go up, and hopefully they both make it up successfully. We got AMC 14, and it's going to 61.5. Eastern Arc, Eastern Arc. And we got DirecTV, which is going... I'm not sure where DirecTV is going. You know where it's going, Bob?
I'm not quite sure either. Oh, actually, I think it's going to the 99 orbital location for high-definition services.
Cool. Well, it's going to be an exciting time for both of them. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about getting a 61.5 dish, still hold off. Hold off for now. We'll let you know when you should get one, when you want to get one. And the reason I'm saying that is because some of this Eastern Arc stuff that we've been talking about in the pub member area, you may be able to get an upgrade to 61.5 possibly for free from Dish Network. So just hold there. Don't bother spending any money yet, and we'll let you know when it's time to jump in the water.
Yeah, definitely. And we got to have our uplink report always keeping an eye over at 61.5, so that way if anything changes, we'll be bringing it to you as soon as we can.
Hey, speaking of uplink reports, I understand that DigiBlur made it to Chicago, and you met together with DigiBlur, and you guys went somewhere interesting. Can you tell us where you went?
Yeah, we went to the Moni uplink. We kind of took a drove out in the country. I live in Chicago, actually. I live less than 15 minutes from the Moni uplink. And we went over there just to kind of chill out and just to see what exactly was going on over there. Looks like they got a couple dishes playing over to 129 and 119, but the biggest surprise was, well, not really a surprise, but they had one of their dishes pointed at 61.5.
Eastern Arc. Eastern Arc.
So, kind of be surprised, well, don't be surprised, but it looks like it's definitely something that's coming, and...
Eastern Arc. Eastern Arc.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I seen him peddling that dish over somewhere else this week just to kind of play with us.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things we got coming is the Charlie chat, and begging Charlie, please, 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 to let us in on the Eastern Arc stuff. You know, make it official on the Charlie chat. Let people know what's going on. Make them excited about Dish Network. Tomorrow night, speaking of the Charlie chat, and we're recording this Sunday night, so if you're listening to it, it's probably Monday. But on the Charlie chat on Monday night is Trisha Helfer. She's from Battlestar Galactica. She's number 6. And what makes this kind of interesting is, you know, it's seen on a certain channel called Sci-Fi. And, you know, this good-looking woman probably looked better in high definition. Wouldn't you say, Bob?
Yeah, I definitely would say that she looks a lot better in high definition. I can watch it on DirecTV right now. And, you know, it's absolutely great. And if you want to really get your customers excited, Charlie, you know, we did put a ban law into place, and you do OS USA and Sci-Fi. And if Carl Edwards hadn't blown up his car, you probably would owe us another channel today.
Well, I think Charlie may have sabotaged his car. You know, you never know these days. But if you have any ideas what Charlie should talk about on the Charlie chat, we're going to have a special chat on Monday night at Satellite Guys. It's called the Scotty chat, and it's going to be me. And you can call in, and I want to hear what you want to hear that Charlie talk about that night. What's going to make this interesting is I understand that a few people from Dish Network are actually going to be tuned in. So some of the stuff that you ask on the air on the Scotty chat may actually make it on the air to the Charlie chat. It's going to be really interesting. You know, no call screeners, just you and me and the telephones. And you can call in and say what you want Charlie to talk about. And who knows, maybe he will.
Yeah, maybe Charlie will finally kind of see what his customers have been screaming for the past 6 months, and maybe we'll get a nice surprise on the Charlie chat via the Scotty chat.
You never know. Anything can happen nowadays. It's so wild, and I really think that over the next 2 months, you know, the Dish Network customers are gonna say, "Wow, you know, I'm glad I waited." You know, the DirecTV people are there's not going to be really any difference between the two, actually, if you think about it. Both services will probably carry basically the same channels. But for Dish Network customers who don't have to go out and buy new equipment and change providers and stuff like that, it's going to be worth it to them, I guess.
Right, and speaking of waiting, you know, we got the satellite launches later on this week, and 2 weeks from now, we got channel launches like crazy on DirecTV and hopefully on Dish Network, too. As ESPN, the Disney Channel, they all launched their channels on the 30th, and we also got Nickelodeon.
Yeah, we got Hallmark that's supposedly going to launch on April 2nd. I haven't got confirmation of that yet, but someone from that group contacted me and said that their new HD channel will be on DirecTV on April 2nd. So if that is true, that's another big addition there for DirecTV. I know the women really love the Hallmark channel, and that'd be a great addition, seeing all that stuff there in HD. You know, one of the big ways to get a nice HD set in your house is have something that the women like to watch. And once they see HD and see how good it can be, you may be getting yourself a new HD TV, a new bigger HD TV, because your wife wants to see more.
Yeah, I believe that data is accurate, because I believe I read it in multi-channel news, and if you're not a subscriber, go ahead, spend the money. You'll get a lot of insight in the industry. And also, we got Travel Channel HD, which is already available to the satellite providers. They just got to pick it up.
Yep, and then hopefully they got Outdoor Channel 2 HD coming up. That one's been uplink for a long time now, but I think it's going to launch before the end of the month, because one of these weekends before the end of the month, they have a free preview weekend of the sports tier. What that means is you get all the RSNs and stuff in the sports packages, including the Outdoor Channel. So hopefully by then they'll have Outdoor Channel 2 HD lit up, because that'll be a nice little addition there to that package, and actually may sell some more sports HD subscriptions.
I have the RSN package, and right now it's actually a pretty exciting time to have it, as all the baseball games that are right now in spring training, you can tune to the RSN of that team. Like for me, the Chicago White Sox is on Comcast Sports.Chicago. It doesn't matter if you live in Chicago right now or not.
Yeah, actually this afternoon I did catch part of the Chicago Cubs game on not American satellite provider, but actually Bell Express View, who was airing the Chicago Cubs game on WGN HD. It's kind of scary that if you want to watch some American teams play baseball, you need a Canadian satellite provider.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. And, you know, the exciting thing that I was getting to was that there are no blockouts for that programming right now, until the season starts, at least.
Right, because it's spring training, and it won't be blacked out until after spring training is done.
I've been watching a lot of the Yankees games, because that's been on in HD on YES, and that seems to be the only provider right now that's doing spring training other than ESPN, consistent basis with HD.
Well, what I've seen so far, it's looked good from both providers. If you're lucky enough to have YES Network on DirecTV, they've actually got a special channel that they run during baseball games. We can pull up all player stats, and then they have extra camera angles you can choose from. It's a really neat interactive experience. If I may, just for a second, Bob, I want to say thanks to the guys at DirecTV. I've had a problem with my HR20 box, and tech support was not really willing to help me out too much. They were trying to send a person over to my house to really, check out my wiring and all this stuff. And I tested my box in numerous locations, so I knew it wasn't a problem with my wiring, but they didn't want to hear that. Anyway, some folks from DirecTV, saw this, and they took care of me and sent me over a new HR 2700. And I got to say, Bob, I've been kind of critical about the HR 20, about how slow and sluggish and buggy it was. I'm now a firm believer that all my problems that I was seeing was because I had a buggy box. This new box is performing flawlessly. The speed of it is fantastic. And I'm really, really, really a really happy DirecTV customer now because of this.
Yeah, that's definitely good news that they did take care of you. And for me, I've noticed that it seems to be that HR 100 line of series that seems to be the problem.
But they got me a new box, and I hooked it up, and it's been flawless. The speed issues that I had before are gone. The problems watching HD, all gone. It's like total night and day. And I actually feel bad about some of the comments I made about the HR 20 being such a slow dog in the past, when it probably wasn't the box. It was probably wasn't the line of boxes. It was probably just my box.
Speaking of HR 20 and launches and stuff like that, this has been a kind of a forgotten channel, and hopefully we'll see this launched later on here within the month. But MLB channel should be coming to DirecTV pretty soon.
MLB TV, yep, it should be launching. I haven't heard too much on the date for it, but it's part of the contract with DirecTV being the exclusive provider of Major League Baseball as far as a satellite provider. And I also understand that the cable companies will be carrying it as well.
Right now, as far as channel launches and stuff, it looks like the chess games are being played, and we're going to be seeing pretty soon. And by this winter, we should be in a plethora full of HD and be kind of getting ready for extreme HD.
It should be good. Well, I hear the music playing, but if you're listening to this and it's Monday night, make sure you join us for the Scotty chat. We're going to have a good time, and then after that, we're going to go right into the Satellite Guys chat room. Dishstore.net has got a great prize for us to give away. While we enjoy or make fun of or boo the Charlie chat, come and join us. It's always a good time. We usually have a couple hundred people in the room. It's always fun.
And if you ever miss anything, go ahead, go to Satellite Guys, and we will see you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.